Robert White joins me today. He is the Director of Market Development for the Renewable Fuels Association. And Robert, there's some exciting things going on out in South Dakota, starting here pretty quick-like.
Yeah, it's the 74th anniversary of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, where anywhere from 400,000 to 600,000 bikers descend on a town of roughly 6,000 people, and the excitement gets started. Actually, there's probably some motorcycles already rolling into the area, but the official week starts the 4th of August and runs through the end of that week.
And the Renewable Fuels Association, you guys are involved in this whole operation. How?
Well, 6 years ago, this will be our 6th year, and we've always partnered with the Sturgis Buffalo Chip. It's one of the largest campgrounds in the area. And what happened 30-some years ago is the town of Sturgis really wanted people to have somewhere else to go. And these multiple campgrounds and campsites opened up, and the Buffalo Chip has become definitely the predominant player with large acts like every year, like Kid Rock, Zac Brown Band, Toby Keith, ZZ Top, Aerosmith, you name it. And so you have roughly 580 acres of campground that used to be a pasture that will hold 57,000 campers, and every night somewhere between 100 and 125,000 people at the amphitheater listening to live music that evening. And so what we've done is really partnered with the Buffalo Chip to do all of our ethanol promotions, and we've even partnered with the Legends Ride, the charity event that takes place in Deadwood. It ultimately ends up back at the Buffalo Chip after a short ride through the Black Hills. And we just view it as an opportunity to have a very small venue with a lot of people that not only can we talk about ethanol on their motorcycles, but all of these people have lawnmowers, cars, trucks, et cetera, back home. And it just gives us an opportunity to talk about ethanol as a whole.
Now, over the 6 years you guys have been involved with this, what's been kind of the reaction that you've gotten from some of the many bikers that you've talked to?
Well, it's interesting because you literally have people from all over the world there, and of course every state represented. And you have people from that have benefited from ethanol in some way. Maybe it's your small town has an ethanol plant, or they know the savings that they get when they use ethanol blended fuel. And then you'll have the people on the complete opposite side that equate ethanol to fish oil or snake oil is probably a better way to put it. And then you have the people in the middle that are looking for some direction. They've heard this, they've heard that, they don't understand the dynamics. And one thing we started 3 years ago is we took it to a whole nother level. It's one thing to talk about how it will, how it could, and we really brought a complete change of atmosphere. And what we've done is introduce ethanol blended fuel at the Buffalo Chip. And so each year we partner with a local cooperative there. We have a fuel tank on site. And 3 days this year, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, which would be the 5th, 6th, and 7th of August, from 1 to 4 p.m., we have the highest octane fuel available within 200 miles, 93 octane, 10% ethanol, and we give it away for free. And so if you want to try ethanol, you're hesitant, you're not quite sure if it makes sense, we have it there, and they can pull up, and we'll top off their motorcycle at no cost.
For free. That's exciting, right?
For free. Yeah. Yeah, just down the road, less than a mile away last year, when we were doing our, what we call them as free fuel happy hours, kind of clicks with the motorcycle riders well. Just a mile down the road, the local gas station was selling 91 octane, but 2 octane points less for $4.68 a gallon.
Wow. Well, I'm super excited. This will be my maiden voyage to Sturgis, and I get to come alongside with you. Chuck has gone for us in the past, but as a motorcycle enthusiast myself, and I've done a couple other rallies, Sturgis has always been on the bucket list, of course. So I'm super anxious to come along with y'all this year and kind of see how you guys work all this, because it seems like a huge undertaking, but you guys have it pretty much down to a science.
Yeah, we're pretty lean and mean out there. I think, including you, we'll have 5 total people out there this year. But we have done it a few times. We're getting better at it. And the Buffalo Chip has actually embraced this a little more and more each year. They put out their own press releases highlighting it. They have their own webpage for it now and introducing it on Facebook and Twitter. And so the word is getting out. And just last year, the last guy we fueled up on the last day of our Free Fuel Happy Hours. He was there the year before, and he's helping spread the word and telling people that I convinced him to try it. It worked great, and it will on their motorcycles as well.
Now, what kind of convincing goes into folks? Because, I mean, most of the time when you pull up to a pump anywhere around here, you're at least putting E10. If not, I know the big push is on for E15. But what really does it take to get them to kind of give it a whirl?
Well, for the most part, they've listened to the rhetoric from the anti-ethanol crowd that ethanol is going to be bad for your engine. And I usually start very simple. What does your owner's manual say? Don't take my word for it. What is Harley? What is Indian? What does Victory, Kawasaki, Yamaha, whoever, what do they say about using ethanol? And we can usually find the owner's manuals very quickly online if they don't happen to carry it. I usually have my Harley and Polaris owner's manuals there, and we flip to it, and it says anything up to 10% not only is fine, but it's warrantied, and they should have no issues. What's got confusing the past 2 or 3 years is associations like the American Motorcyclists Association have really put on a fight against E15, and it suddenly gets confusing. What is ethanol? What ethanol blend can I use? And I think that's really the point of AMA and others. If they use it to sell memberships, you can really only sell so many memberships fighting helmet laws. So they took on E15 as an opportunity, and pretty soon it's just translating to I can't use ethanol on my motorcycle. Well, every motorcycle manufacturer that sells product in the United States said up to 10% ethanol is fine. Almost 5 years ago, I converted my Harley Road King to be flex fuel. So I actually burn E85 in mine. And I don't encourage others to do that necessarily. What I'm trying to show them is I'm using the same components, engine parts that they are, and they're concerned about 10%, and I'm using it in 85%. You know, 15,000 miles later, no issues, no problems, no failures. And it's just a good story, and this is a great venue to share it.
You already beat me to the punch. I saw your tweet the other day about putting E85 in your Harley. And again, you know, a big push for you guys to kind of give people just another opportunity to see a different alternative fuel for an option for them.
Right. And Harleys, like most motorcycles, are thriving for octane. And so your option is premium fuel. Well, for example, it was last night when I filled up at Zarco USA in Lawrence, Kansas. My option was premium at $3.70 or under $3 for E85 to get the same octane and actually more. So we're trying to demonstrate not only the riders that these components are much stronger than anyone lets on, but demonstrate to Harley and Indian and Victory that they have actually little work to do to make these motorcycles flex fuel, and we're encouraging them to at least make it an option or at some point just make it standard.
Well, I'm excited to join you here in, we went down to like 10 days or so at this point. But the actual event starts when, Robert?
Well, at the Buffalo Chip on the 4th, there is the Legends Ride that takes place from Deadwood back to the Buffalo Chip. I think they're still selling tickets for this celebrity event. I rode motorcycles with Steven Tyler, Toby Keith, Pee-wee Herman of all people. But you can, and Dee Snider's there everywhere every year from Twisted Sister, so you'll definitely see him. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are the Free Fuel Happy Hours, and just a laundry list of mainstream acts, music acts that you'll see. And the Buffalo Chip is stacked not only with entertainment, morning, afternoon, and night, that you have all the various sites from Custer to Mount Rushmore to Devil's Tower and just the beautiful Blackfields to take in. So if you're in the area, please stop by. We're easy to find. We'll be at the crossroads of the Buffalo Chip that whole week.
I'm really excited, looking forward to meeting you and spending some time with your lovely wife. And I think it's going to be a great time and looking forward to spread the word of ethanol.
Well, we're happy to have you as a new addition, Lee, and we'll see you soon.